Now let's lead off with an attempt by advocacy groups that want McLean County Sheriff John Sandage to allow free video calls for jail inmates during COVID-19. Here's Eric Stock.
Sandage says he strengthened the lockdown of the county jail following a public demonstration that he says made the facility less safe for inmates.
It's unfortunate when outside groups affect our operations, but we've got to look out for the security and safety of the inmates and staff.
The sheriff says inmates became riled up following a caravan that drove around the jail several times to call for the county to waive the cost of video conferencing for inmates. Sandage says the jail ordered inmates to eat meals in their cells and limited the number of inmates who could be out of their cells at any one time. Representatives of Black Lives Matter, Bloomington Normal, and the Bloomington Normal Democratic Socialists of America coordinated the protest. Organizer Olivia Butts with the Black Lives Matter says the video cost of $7.50 per 30 minutes is extraordinary and causes hardship for families who have no other way to see their loved ones since the jail banned all visitors.
That's crazy, especially when we think about what's going on right now. People don't have their jobs. People aren't able to, you know, pick up any extra work.
Telephone calls cost 25 cents a minute. Black Lives Matter has been fundraising on GoFundMe to cover the cost of video conferencing. The group has donated $1,900 to more than 40 people who have incarcerated family members. But says the pandemic has made personal connections even more critical for inmates who worry about their risk of catching the coronavirus while in custody.
Not only do they have to think about connecting with their loved one, but, you know, this is a time where they're nervous about their loved one even being in the jail.
The county contracted with the Texas-based IC Solutions in 2018 to provide the jails video conferencing. The county gets a 72% commission on all calls. Sandage says the sheriff's office has maintained rigorous health screening and sanitation standards to keep inmates and staff safe. He says no staff or inmates have displayed COVID-19 symptoms. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.